This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a real pleasure to welcome back into the studio, Kevin King. Now, Kevin, last time you were in with the Sing Choir.
I certainly was.
Because you were going to be supporting East Anglia's... It's amazing.
Absolutely.
I love the conversations we have when people come into the radio station, because it turns out you're a level crossing manager for Network Rail.
Yeah, I just happened to give you my card and wonder whether we could have a chat about level crossings and safety on the railway. After talking about the concert, the Eats concert, which was fantastic, went absolutely brilliantly. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you in as well, because, level crossings, I don't know, is it me... is it one of those things that there's quite regularly reports of accidents of one form or another on level crossings, and obviously they're kind of a necessary evil. But is it a bit like flying on a plane? There's loads and loads and loads of flights every day, and everyone goes, oh my goodness. No one ever thinks about that, but when one crashes, everyone goes, oh, that's dangerous.
Absolutely.
Is that the situation with level crossings?
Yeah, you have to say, I should imagine 99% of people who use level crossings use them absolutely perfectly and there's never any problems. It's the few instances where people have misused it, or they've not understood a level crossing. They don't not understand how they work, which is understandable. They're not expected to. But they've misunderstood the signage, they've misunderstood the lights that are going off, and the fact that another train might be coming after the trains come that they've already seen go
That's
through.
That's often the trick, isn't it? You sit at Foxton level crossing quite often. You say,
Foxton's a prominent one.
And you're sitting there with the red lights, and there it is, there's another one.
Yeah, that's a huge crossing that has got all the barriers, all the yodels, all the bells in it. But we'll deal with also a little footpath crossing that might be in the middle of a field, in the middle of a forest, where people are simply walking their dogs across, and all they've got to do is stop, look and listen for trains to come. But that can still be misused, and obviously someone can still get injured and killed on a crossing like that. So we have to look at all the different types of crossings we have and to keep them as safe as we possibly can.
And with crossings like that, as you said, that the little one there in a bridle path or in a wood or something, is a train going to be going particularly slow if it's approaching an unmanned level crossing?
Nope.
So it could be doing full tilt.
The train will be doing line speed. So around this area, I mean, as I said to you, I deal with Ely to Peterborough. So trains up there go maximum 75 miles an hour. Now, I've got various little footpath crossings, and that train will come through that crossing at 75 miles an hour.
And if you're doing sort of the old-fashioned look left, look right, look left again, you've got to be sure.
Look around, you can't be distracted. We ran various campaigns throughout the year for children to take their headphones off, not be on your phone. And that doesn't just relate to children, can be adults as well, as you know.
Yes.
Come off your phone. Dog walkers, we highlight dog walkers as well. Keep your dogs on the lead as you're going over crossings. So it can happen to anybody, and the statistics show that not only have children been killed at level crossings, unfortunately, but also adults, pensioners, retired people out for walks.
And cyclists. This is the thing, isn't it? You know, it's not like these are new. They've been around since the age of steam, haven't they? And before.
Yeah.
What seems to be the problem? Is it a case of not educating people early enough?
I think education is the key. Yeah, we found that a lot of what we do, we go to all the crossings, we look to improve them, but that will be by a more substantial equipment there and more sophisticated, like scanning devices. But also, you've got to educate the people as to just a simple, safe way of using it.
Right.
Sometimes we sit back. I've sat back at crossings before now, and I had a party of a family of four come along with cycles to use the crossing. So you think, I'll just sit back and I'll watch how they use it. And in the end, they turned around and sort of looked and shook their head. I said, are you okay? I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, because, you know, various signage there asking them to do various different things. So that you learn a lot from that, because then you understand, okay, so it's not as simple as we think it is.
No, I mean, with something like Foxton, which is, as you say, big level crossing across a major route, the A10 into Cambridge. So you've got the main barriers, and then you've got the side gates. What are cyclists supposed to do? Are they supposed to use the side gates or stay with the traffic?
You put me on the spot with that one a little bit, because Foxton isn't one of my crossings.
All right.
But there, I don't think there's a cycle route there, but if they're coming across to use the station, obviously then they should dismount and they should cycle across. But they wouldn't be able to go across them gates if a train was coming, because they're interlinked with the train system.
Mm.
But there are, as I said, a lot of crossings where I am, a lot of crossings where there's no integration with the train signalling system. So it is down to them simply to use the stop, look and listen signs.
And is that where the problems lied? Is that where a lot of the accidents happen, on these unmanned ones?
Yeah, like I say, our best tool we've got and our best weapon against it is education.
Right.
And we say later on, we're going to the schools, and we don't just deal with schools on education, we deal with young farmers associations, we deal with farming associations where we've spoken with the drivers, the tractor drivers, harvester drivers. I also went to do a talk with an electrical association, and I didn't realise on arrival, but it was all different safety managers.
Okay.
So from different industries, and I thought, oh, whoops, hello. I didn't realise this was going to be. But actually, it turned out brilliantly because we could share experiences, and they said to us afterwards, never realised what you have to come up against on the railway.
No.
And what is involved in keeping people safe on the railway. So all that type of thing. And it's just education, yeah. Far best tool we've got.
OK, well, let's start right down at the bottom of the pile with the youngsters. And I've got a copy of a wonderful book in here. It's Thomas the Tank Engine, Thomas and Friends. Stay Safe with Thomas. And this is your idea, is it?
This is from Network Rail. I can't take the praise for this. This was done through our people at Milton Keynes and down in London. They managed to work with Thomas Tank Engine people and came up with Stay Safe with Thomas, which Network Rail on the back, which has been received fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Well, this is really, I mean, so often you get these sort of things where you think, oh, you know, this isn't quite the ticket. Oh, here we go. Sorry, Simon, if you're listening, I'm on the air. Right, this is Simon from Winter Comfort.
My phone's gone off twice already.
Don't worry, it's my fault. Yes, one of these days he'll realise. Yeah. This is one of those books. So often you get these sort of pamphlety type books. This isn't. This is a proper book. You can, as a parent, this is a great one to sit down.
It is.
And actually
fantastic.
Read with your kids, or if you're a teacher, you might want to read it with a class.
Yeah.
Because I grew up on the original Thomas the Tank Engine books way back when, but they were coming out in my day. It was like book five was recently. But it starts in exactly the way. Thomas the Tank Engine had six small wheels, a short stumpy funnel, a short stumpy boiler, and a short stumpy dome. That is exactly the flavour of Thomas.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to, when Thomas eventually managed to stop, the Fat Controller was cross. What you did today was very dangerous, Thomas, said the Fat Controller. It was wrong to encourage Bertie to race. Anyone using the road must stop if the level crossing gates are closed or if there's a red light.
Brilliant.
And this does pick up
absolutely
nicely
brilliant
on problems in the original books.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. And we're looking that mothers will be reading this to their children. They've perhaps got slightly older brothers and sisters that look at it as well.
Mm.
Also, the mother will, or the father will understand a little bit more about the railway because it's them who will be walking with them, say, through the town or villages across the crossings as trains are coming. So what we're looking to do with this is we've already organised two library readings.
Right.
One is in Ely. I think it's middle of February. Mm-hmm. No, in the half term of February next year. And the other one is at Arbury in Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
So that was done through, I say, our people at Stratford down in London have distributed this book throughout the libraries, all the libraries around Anglia. And then it'll go into different associations, parents and families associations.
Okay.
So far we've organised two library readings. I think the whole thing was announced in Norwich, where library reading in Norwich. That's where the opening was for the ceremony for that. So it's the idea then is that it's during half term, so the older brothers and sisters might come along.
Right.
So, and when we talk to primary schools, we're looking at the age of the years five and year six at primary schools because they understand what we're talking about and they take it in and they come back with really good questions about it.
And of course, it's then going to instantly be reinforced, as I say.
Exactly.
I'll keep coming back to Foxton, but as you say, Chesterton, so many other places around the area.
Yep.
But you're going to read this story next day. You can be in the car and here we go.
Yep.
So do you remember last night?
Yeah.
When we read about Thomas,
what's
the situation? So look at it. This is what we've got. And it's just reinforcing all the time, isn't it?
That's what we finished with on our presentation. We did one a few weeks ago. A colleague of mine was inspecting the Cherry Hinton crossings.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in the High Street and one on the bypass.
Yep.
EC Buick Primary School and Cherry Hinton Primary School walked in with the books. Any chance we can do a safety presentation? Fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't think they're duty-bound to have us in. Like with some schools, they're duty bound to have the road safety and swimming and that type of thing, not duty bound to have us in. So I went with Andrew to do, and they were absolutely brilliant.
Can the general public get hold of just copies, or is there?
They can download a copy.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah, it says on the back they download a copy from Network Rail / Thomas.
There you go, Network Rail / Thomas. if you want
you
a copy.
Download a copy. I don't think, I should try and have a look today, but I don't think they are on sale. But I'm not 100% on that one.
They are really good. The pictures and everything in here, this brilliant. Is just, this is Thomas the Tank Engine, just as we know and love it. So there we go, networkrail.com/Thomas. All right, that's dealt with
the back is a little, back is a little question and answer.
Oh, yes.
Tick box as well.
When you next go on a train journey, tick the boxes to show that you know how to stay safe. I waited at a level crossing and did what the sign said. Tick. I stood from the platform edge.
Exactly.
That's a real... Because it's not until you stand right at the platform. Everyone does it, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely,
stand back behind the yellow line. No one does. Till the train comes through. And when the high-speed ones come through, my goodness me.
Yep. Well, we've had instances where you'll see various videos on YouTube where you'll see buggies get drawn into trains.
Yes, because there's a bow wave pulls it in,
yeah,
isn't it?
Mother turns around to say, get a ticket or look after another child. Buggy goes heading towards the... edge of the platform and the tracks. So it can happen with that, it can happen with... And you see, as I said, I was in Cambridge Saturday night and there were people running for trains when they don't... And they've got to get around all the people on the platform. They're running within, a foot or so of the... And people fall off. People fall off the platforms.
Let's talk about the adults then, because I see you're also running a campaign aimed at the sort of the student population around Cambridge. And this is a campaign you've got on the go at the moment. First class mate. Getting your friend on their train safely, that's being a first class mate. After a few drinks, train stations can become dangerous places. If your friends have had one too many, look out for them. Hashtag first class mate.
Exactly.
So what's the story behind that? You get a lot of problems with rowdy behaviour, do you?
Yeah, well, we run... This is run in conjunction with drinkaware.co.uk and also British Transport Police.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the year, we target various groups that we think are going to be at risk. And Christmas time, obviously, with the Christmas parties and everyone buying more drink and having more drink.
Yes.
This is a good situation where it can happen. Not just on crossings, but on stations particularly. You've got little small stations, not necessarily all big
no,
like
little
Cambridge.
Halts out on the countryside halts, around here,
yeah.
Aren't they?
And it's just about looking after your mate. A lot of these posters will go up in pubs and clubs that are near to level crossings or near to stations. Posters will go up on the media centres within, media screens within stations as well,
mm-hmm.
and big outlets, food outlets. And I believe there's a radio message go out as well.
Okay.
With these. And just to say that, look after your friend, look after people who have had too much to drink. As I said to you, I witnessed that Saturday night, group of 8 or 10 lads and lasses, early 20s, were on the train, had far too much to drink, and were misbehaving themselves. In the end, the police came along and took two of them off.
Honestly.
So it's all that kind of thing. Wow. People want to go out and they want to enjoy themselves. Obviously.
Trains are big, big things. Oh, they don't stop easily, do they? And if you start mucking around with the wires, there's an awful lot of voltage there.
We have that, as well. We have situations where people will mess around with the wires. Sadly, sometimes it's because they want to harm themselves.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So we have that as well. We work a lot with Samaritans on that. But no, it's a good campaign to be running this time of year. British Transport Police are very aware of this and they work very closely with us on all these situations.
Absolutely. Well, you'd like to think some common sense would prevail, but it's always good to remind people, isn't it?
Absolutely,
that these,
absolutely.
As we said, these things can easily kill you. So there we are. So networkrail.com/Thomas, if you want to download a copy of the Thomas and Friends Stay Safe with Thomas book, which is absolutely superb. I've got a copy of it here. It is brilliant. And as we say, the First Class Mate campaign is underway. If you are out and about near the railway lines, please do just take it, just be sensible. No one's saying you can't have fun, but just take it sensibly and just behave yourselves when you're near level crossings and railway stations. Kevin,
absolutely.
It's been lovely. Thanks very much indeed for coming
in.
I'm also really glad that the Sing concert was a success as well.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Can I just say, if there's any organisations out there, Scouts, any organisations that have teenagers that want us to come and do a talk, absolutely no problem at all. We've got presentations that will cover primary school age and comprehensive school age.
Okay, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Contact myself, kevin.king@networkrail.co.uk.
Okay.
Email me and we'll organise a...
If you're thinking, I haven't got time to write that down, just give us a text here in the studio on 07919 070490 when you're ready, and I'll pass Kevin's contact details on to you. Kevin, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.
You.